As the temperatures drop and the days get shorter, we're taking a look at seasonal affective disorder, or SAD. Now, normally when we talk about SAD, we're talking about people who get more tired or experience mild depression during the winter months. But there is a small group of people who are happier in the winter than they are in the summer. And we're taking your calls, too. Do you love winter? What is it about winter that makes you feel energized or more fatigued? What do you look forward to most in the winter? What do you think? Are you one of these people who really enjoys winter, is energized by it, and looks forward to it? One of these apparently very small number of people, but you are out there. Let us know, 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. Sue Schellenbarger is with us to talk about summer haters and the other side of SAD. She's a senior writer and work and family columnist for the Wall Street Journal. Sue, welcome back to Central Time.
It's nice to join you, Veronica. Thank you.
So starting with our basics again, define what the typical person with SAD experiences.
This is a syndrome where you have predictable, specific changes in your mood, energy, sleep patterns, appetite during the same month, year after year. And in order to truly be defined clinically as a syndrome, it usually is accompanied by depression. And this is something that's very predictable for people. Very different, though, between the winter and the summer version.
And so how is it different between the winter and the summer? How does that split happen?
It's interesting that there's a very small group of people, maybe 0.7%, according to the most off-cited study on the topic, who actually get happier when the days get shorter. They enjoy the colder temperatures. They feel more energized. They are much happier during the winter. And these are the folks with what's called summer SAD, the summer haters. And their symptoms are very different. In the summer, they become depressed, the same as winter, but they're agitated. They can't sleep. They tend to lose weight in contrast with the winter SAD people who tend to gain weight and sleep too much and crave carbs.
So that's interesting that there is this small group of people who really experience an uplifting side of winter. Are there people, though, who just enjoy winter and enjoy summer who don't experience any sort of seasonal affective, but just enjoy seasons equally?
Absolutely. And most of the population, more than 9 in 10 of us, experience some seasonal changes in behavior and mood. It's very natural, and we even may just enjoy the change itself. So it's a human quality to be affected by the changing of the seasons. These folks who have the syndrome, though, it's not in any way opaque to them. They know they have it because it's very predictable at every single point in the year. It would be the summer haters are miserable from May through September, and those with the winter SAD tend to be miserable from November through March.
What causes SAD, do we know?
Well, we know pretty well about winter SAD. It's pretty well documented that winter SAD is caused by a disorder of the circadian system and probably disruptions of melatonin and of serotonin, the brain chemical that regulates mood. And that makes it easier to treat, according to the clinicians I spoke with. You can light therapy generally helps, and also antidepressant if it is indeed a clinical type of depression. Very tough, though, for the summer haters. The folks with summer SAD, the causes aren't as clear. Most researchers agree it isn't linked to circadian rhythms, although there's been some research that suggests that. And instead, it may simply be heat and humidity. I mean, one very interesting study compared people in India with people in Italy and discovered that the Indians have a higher rate of summer SAD, perhaps because the summers there are not only very hot, but end with a very humid, steamy monsoon season when it's very uncomfortable. So it's a big clue there that it may simply be linked to a dislike of heat and humidity. And other studies suggest it may be allergies to pollen. And some of the summer haters I interviewed said pollen did seem to play a role in their depression in the summer.
Well, I know with the people who have winter SAD, a typical piece of advice is to sit in front of those lights, the full spectrum lights that can help the brain with the melatonin production and all of that. What can you do if you have summer SAD?
The the best advice I got was rather obvious, to be honest. Try to keep cool. Try to plan those social activities. One of the toughest things for the summer haters is so much social activity in the summer takes us out in the sun and the heat. They become isolated. They really can't enjoy a barbecue. Some of the folks I interviewed said that, you know, a barbecue was just torture for them with the heat and the sweating, and they really would try to go maybe for their spouse and really not enjoy it. So it's really important to just accept that about yourself and plan some activities in cool environments. Maybe, you know, go to movies with friends, museums. One woman I interviewed said she plans way ahead for lots of museum passes for the summer with her kids because she just doesn't enjoy being out in the sun. Others took kind of extreme measures to stay cool. One gentleman from New York who tries to escape to Australia whenever he can, the Australian winter when it's summer here, says that when it's summer in New York, he sometimes takes a shower and just stands all soaking wet in front of his open refrigerator so he can actually get a meal down. He really has a hard time even eating in the summer because he's so uncomfortable. So really, it's kind of tinker, you know, with whatever solutions work for you.
Well, I mean, that raises the question, someone like that, would they be better served moving to a climate that's more in keeping with what their body wants?
Some people do that. One young woman, a sales consultant in Los Angeles, said that she had just been so miserable summer after summer trying to go to the beach with her friends and, you know, just feeling like an outlier until she luckily got a client in Alaska one summer. She had the best summer of her life, and she said, I realized it isn't me, it's my body. My body, it just does not adapt well to heat. So she's planning now on summering in Alaska for the rest of her life if she could manage that, and that seems to do the trick for her.
Well, let's take a caller now. We've got Ted joining us from Potosi. Hi, Ted.
Hello.
Do you have SAD in one way or the other?
Yes, I have been diagnosed actually with SAD, seasonal affective disorder. It seems to be more treacherous as the winter tears on. Early on, it's not so bad. I actually am a winter person. I pick winter over summer.
So you would say that you're someone who has the summertime SAD. You struggle more in the summer.
Not really. Summer, it's more of a comfort issue. The heat, you know, is hard for me to handle, but I would say the shorter days in the darkness is harder to deal with psychologically, especially as winter bears down, like get into late January and February, then I really get sadder. But I have a message for all of you people who have that problem. My two things that I love about winter is that your crackers stay fresh and there's no bugs.
I hadn't thought about the crackers angle. Well, thank you for that, Ted. Appreciate your sharing your experience.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what about you? Do you have SAD, summer SAD or winter SAD? If you look at Ted, he has a hard time with winter, but he has found things that he enjoys about winter anyway. You can call us at 800-642-1234. How do you cope with seasonal affective disorder? Are you one of these few people who really feels the most miserable, depressed, lethargic, loss of appetite, all of that in the summer instead of the winter? And if so, what is it about the winter that refreshes you? Let us know your experience dealing with the seasons. 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. We're continuing our conversation with Sue Schellenberger of the Wall Street Journal about the other side of seasonal affective disorder, people who thrive in the winter months and feel down in the summer months. And we're taking your calls, too. What do you love or maybe hate about winter? Which side of this coin are you if you have seasonal affective disorder? Is winter your time of happiness or is summer your time of happiness? If you're one of these few people who experiences SAD in the summer, what is it like to experience that? You're a little out of the norm for most people with seasonal affective disorder. What is it like to experience SAD in the summer? And how do you cope? 800-642-1234. And we have Barb joining us in Menominee. Hi, Barb.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I can't tell you how glad I am to hear somebody finally talking about this, because I've always felt like I was really the oddball out. I do not like summer. I stay in coolness as much as possible, lose my appetite. I lose a lot of weight in the summertime. I can't wait for September to come. I just kind of endure June, July, and August.
And then you wait for those months. And how do you feel once September hits?
Well, it starts getting better. I start getting more energy, and I'm more interested in things. I don't know that I'm really depressed in the summertime, but I feel better when it's cooler. I just feel better. My sister was the same way. She thinks it's a genetic thing.
Well, thank you so much, Barb, for sharing that.
Really interesting, Barb.
Sue, what do you make of her comments?
I think that's fascinating. She sounds like a pretty resilient person, and I think her comments are, you know, feeling like the odd man out is really what I heard from almost all the people I interviewed who have a summer sad. They just don't know how to explain when somebody says, "Hey, let's go to the beach." Yeah, and they're going, "Oh, I think I'd rather stay in," or, you know, "I'm going to have a barbecue. Let's go, you know, put on our swimming suits." And they just, for them, it's just not fun. On the other hand, when daylight savings time ends and the, you know, the evenings start earlier, they're really delighted to go into the darkness. It's just a more comforting to them. And as Barb kind of described, it just feels more vibrant, more comfortable generally.
We have a comment I want to read from Tim on Facebook who says, "I hate summer. For me, the ideal year would be 6 months of autumn, 1 month of winter, 4 months of spring, and 1 month of summer." I love the way he broke it down because I'd never thought of it like that before. But you know what? I think I'm completely on board with Tim's version of the year. Maybe I'd add a couple more months of summer, maybe one more. But if only we could break it down the way we wanted.
Wouldn't that be great? Our own seasonal timer.
Well, what about you? What would your breakdown be? You can let us know at 800-642-1234. What would your ideal year be so as not to experience any of those lows that come along with the seasons? 800-642-1234. And we're going to go now to Teresa in Darien. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. I'm a huge fan of WPR. I love it.
Oh, thank you. And how about winter? Are you loving winter?
I do love winter. I live in a house that has a southern exposure. And when the sun is low in the sky, it lights up my house. And it's just beautiful. Very, very pleasant. I love it. I sleep way better because as the sun sets, I get sleepier. And then about bedtime, I can go to sleep much more easily in the winter than I can in the summer.
And I think that there is some science that we sleep better when we are cooler. And I don't know, you know, about internally inside our houses. But Sue, do you have any feedback about why we might rest better in the winter?
That's really interesting. I think that assuming we keep a fairly normal rhythmic workday and evening, the coming of the darkness, you know, helps us, you know, sort of cycle down. And it's easier for us to just say, okay, sun's down, I'm going to, you know, go in and start to quiet down. And this is something we do less as a society today. You know, where if summer keeps us up late, maybe we're working late and we go outside and it's still light, we know very well that that light really stimulates, you know, the body to stay awake and stay alert. So probably, you know, Teresa may have the best of both worlds here, where she can enjoy enough light in the winter coming in from her lovely southern exposure and still go to sleep well at night in the coolness and dark winter nights. It sounds lovely.
Well, thank you so much, Teresa, for calling and sharing. And we're going to go next to Kyle, joining us in Milwaukee. Hi, Kyle.
Hi.
What's your take on summer and winter?
Well, for me, I prefer summer over winter. And like I was calling or saying to the screener, if I don't keep myself busy in the winter, I easily fall into like a melancholy or sadness because I really enjoy the extra sun. I like feeding the squirrels and the birds and you know, sitting outside and watching them. And, oh, of course, they all go away for the winter. Mm-hmm. And I just had one question. I worked night shift for, a long time, and I was in the military in submarines. Mm-hmm. So, of course, there is no time. Does like a night shift, have you found, have effect on that? Because I've really found that when I don't see the sun as much, it really, really bothers me more than it does most other people. And take the answer off here.
Okay, thanks, Kyle. Sue?
What a great question. There's plenty of research documenting the disruptive impact of shift work and certainly submarine work on people's circadian rhythms and their moods. I think very often people on shift work have light therapy as a routine part of their day, and they resort to sort of artificial means to create night at home by truly darkening their room and creating routines, if they're able to do this, to really relax and cycle down before their night, which is everybody else's day. But what Kyle describes is, you know, it's interesting. It may have sensitized him, you know, to have so much of his life spent in sort of arrhythmic circadian rhythms. He may now appreciate, you know, sort of the natural seasons even more. And his mention of the animals is really quite evocative. Some of the people I talked with about this said that, you know, they're very sad, you know, when the birds migrate away from them. It's all of these signs tell us, you know, that things are about to change. Really fascinating call by Kyle.
Right, there is really something there in the winter, unless you're someone who has a lot of recreation outside and doing winter sports and whatnot. I mean, life really moves indoors for a lot of us, and that could be something, just the lack of connection that you take for granted when it's warmer out.
That's so true. You have to work much harder at it. And I think, you know, a lot of people hit the gym harder, you know, if they're like Kyle, you know, prone to winter sadness. They really have to work hard to offset the carb cravings and the lethargy that hits those of us who are sad in the winter. So really smart to do what he does and really try to be more active.
And we'll go back to our callers now, and you can join us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. How do you cope with seasonal affective disorder in Wisconsin? Or maybe you're someone who gets sad in the summer, but either way, how do you handle the different moods that come with the changing of the seasons? Dale is with us next in Wisconsin Rapids. Hi, Dale.
Hi. Good to hear you today. I prefer winter all around. I don't like cutting grass. I'd rather shovel snow. I like going out with the dog out when the snow's blowing and it's colder out. It just makes me happier. And I work in a boiler house and I work shift work. And so in the summertime, it just exacerbates the heat. And I'm pretty much crabby and miserable most of the summer. The winter, it's a good thing it's longer in Wisconsin, because that makes me at least tolerable for a larger chunk of the year. So thanks for letting me call it.
So you're liking the coolness, Dale. How do you deal with the dark? Is that a problem?
The dark doesn't bother me a bit. No, actually, I can enjoy walking around town with the street lights on and going across the bridge with the the snow and ice on the river, and I find it really sort of therapeutic, actually. So.
Great. Well, thank you so much for that perspective, Dale. And, you know, listening to some of these people is making me fonder of winter than I would normally be.
It's true. One winter lover I interviewed loved going out and shoveling snow. He looked so happy doing it that his neighbor ran out of the house and took his picture. It's like just a real joyful thing, just as Dale experiences it.
Well, thank you so much for that call, Dale. And Marcia on Facebook has said, yes, I love winter. I can't stand the heat, because since the day I was born, it makes me tired and cranky. Bring on winter. Well, she's got her wish. I think pretty much winter is here, at least in Wisconsin. Natasha on Facebook says, I like the winter, but no more than other seasons of the year, especially spring and fall. Summer is her favorite season for its bright and long days. I do not like short and dark days. And we'll leave Natasha with the last word there. And Sue, thank you so much to you for joining us.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you, Veronica.
We've been speaking with Sue Schellenbarger, senior writer and work and family columnist for the Wall Street Journal. She was with us to talk about the other side of seasonal affective disorder. And you can still weigh in on your preference for summer or winter, how you cope with the changing seasons and the moods that come with the seasons, on the Central Time Facebook page.